And you are listening to the Texas Standard. News about the ongoing problems with the Boeing 737 MAX airliner is primarily focused on the company that built the plane, for obvious reasons, and how and whether Boeing can solve the problems that have grounded the MAX worldwide for 7 months. But commercial airlines have an obvious stake in what happens with the MAX as well, and perhaps no single airline has more at stake than Dallas-based Southwest, which bought 34 of those planes before the problems became global headlines. Southwest has a lot to lose if Boeing can't get the MAX airborne again. Daryl Campbell has been writing about this very issue for The Verge. Daryl, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Earlier this year, Boeing was forced to ground those 737 MAX jets after two catastrophic crashes. Perhaps you should remind us what happened there, what seemed to be the reason for these crashes.
Yeah, well, it seems to be this little tiny bit of code buried deep in the software that was supposed to kick in only at sort of extreme piloting conditions, but that just started going off randomly. Pilots were unable to correct for it. And in fact, Boeing didn't even tell them how it worked, so they didn't know what was going on. And by the time they could figure out what to do, it was just too late.
I think a lot of people are sort of scratching their heads. Why can't you just fix the code, put it back in the plane, and get back into the sky?
Yeah, well, the agency that oversees airline safety, the FAA, really is wanting to make sure that it doesn't fumble their reputation again. So they've been quite stringent about making sure it's tested in simulator, in real life flight, before they're even willing to talk about getting the planes back in service. And, you know, this has been the longest grounding of a commercial airliner in history. So it seems like they're definitely not hesitant about taking their time.
Well, you write that Southwest Airlines invested heavily in the MAX. Why did they invest so much in this particular plane, and why is that particularly problematic for them?
So Southwest has really built their entire business around the 737. Part of the reason that they're able to offer their low fares is because having just one type of airplane saves them on labor costs, on operational costs. And then when it's time to upgrade their fleet, they can just go back to the manufacturer and say, you know, hey, it's time, we need a new kind of airplane without having to retrain everyone. Now, the problem is that this grounding happened right when they're in the middle of one of those upgrade cycles, and they've committed to having 72 of these airplanes by the end of next year. Mm-hmm. So it really was part of their future plans. And now they're kind of stuck in an upgrade cycle and there's no good alternative for them.
So what are the implications for Southwest financially? I was just taking a look at their third quarter numbers released this week. And frankly, they look pretty good. I think a lot of folks on Wall Street were cheering. Third quarter adjusted earnings were above analysts' expectations. So how bad is this for Southwest?
Yes. So for Southwest, I think the real danger comes next year, because they were really planning to have about a third of their fleet operating as 737 MAXs. So that means retiring older planes, adding new routes, especially their new routes to the Caribbean and Hawaii. And they're just not able to cover those with some of the planes they have on hand. Either they have to start using these less efficient, smaller aircraft on routes, and that eats into your revenue, or they just have to, if the airplane gets put back into service, they have to just hope that all these people aren't going to say, well, I've heard about these planes, it sounds real bad, and I don't want to get on one of them.
But I want to turn to another Texas-based airline, American, for just a moment. They also made a big investment in 737 MAX planes. How is it affecting them, and is it affecting them differently?
The answer is yes and no. So I think for American, because they operate a mixed fleet, they have other kinds of airplanes that aren't grounded that they can just kind of slot in. So some of their Airbus aircraft, even some of the smaller regional planes, they were only having 24 of these aircraft that were supposed to be in service right now. So it's a little bit smaller percentage of their routes. They also just released their earnings, and they estimated about a $540 million in lost revenue from their aircraft, which is $140 million than they thought it was going to cost them back in July. So, you know, these costs are ballooning. Airlines are having to scramble for it. And I think American is in a relatively better position only because they don't have that low-cost carrier model of just flying the single airplane.
Yeah, but if you're Southwest, is there a way to pull out of this one?
Well, you sue Boeing for all that you can get from them to make sure that they're recompensing you for the revenue that you're losing. But other than that, you know, they don't really have a lot of wiggle room. So, for example, if an airline wants to add an additional kind of type, so if, for example, Southwest wanted to add an A320, which is essentially the 737's competitor,
right.
They would have to hire new pilots. They would have to hire new simulators. They would basically have to break their business model and incur a lot of costs.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is expensive to do one of these switches.
Darrell Campbell has been covering the 737 MAX for TechSite The Verge. We'll try to link to his latest over at texasstandard.org. Darrell, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Of course, happy to.